Lisa Boyle is an environmental attorney with expertise in policy solutions to plastic pollution. She's the co-author of California state legislation to ban plastic microbeads from consumer personal care products, a law which served as the model for national legislation signed by President Obama in 2015. She's a co-founder of the Plastic Pollution Coalition, which works with global partners to create a world free of plastic pollution and its toxic impacts. And she joins us now to talk about one aspect of the fight against plastic pollution, plastic water bottles. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Ray.
It's wonderful to have you here and to learn about all your amazing work. You know, we've only done one sort of quasi-editorial here on our show, and it was at least a couple of years ago, and it was in the form of a question: is drinking bottled water a better idea than drinking tap water? Our answer back then was maybe not, but I think we've learned, and we're learning more from you, that the answer really is no. Drinking bottled water is not a better idea than drinking tap water. And you recently created a post, I think a Facebook post, that was headlined, "Plastic Bottled Water is Poison." And you go on to describe why. And I wonder if you would share some of the reasons here.
Sure. Well, your show is mostly about birds. So I'm going to start with birds.
Okay.
A very dear friend of mine, Chris Jordan, made a masterful documentary called Albatross. And this movie is about how the albatross feed their chicks with plastic pollution that they collect from the Great Pacific Gyre. And they feed this plastic to their babies who die of malnutrition. And this plastic waste that's in our ocean, it's not just in our ocean. That's a direct impact on the birds of the Midway Atoll. But this plastic pollution is really everywhere. It's now been discovered in raindrops, in the most remote parts of the earth where people do not live. It's in the bottom of the Marianas Trench. Plastic is everywhere. And one of the chief contributors of plastic pollution is plastic bottles. It's always one of the top polluters on coastal cleanup day that we find on beaches. And in my over 30 years of working on plastic pollution policy, I've really seen what works and doesn't work in terms of trying to control plastic pollution. And really, it has to be controlled the same way as air pollution. And let me clarify that. You know, environmentalists have been told that we need to clean up plastic pollution from the beaches. And then some people said, oh, we need to clean it up from the oceans. But plastic pollution isn't a floating island in the middle of the ocean. Plastic pollution is more like a smog, just like air pollution. Once it's out past in the environment, there is absolutely no way to control it because it gets to be microplastics that are, and even nanoplastics. It's in our seafood. As I said, it's in our water cycle. It's been found in human sperm. Babies are born pre-polluted with plastic pollution. So the idea that we can capture this plastic once it's in our environment, and by the way, plastic has only ever been recycled in the single digit numbers, never even reached 10%. It's a myth that the fossil fuel industry, by the way, plastics are fossil fuels, solid fossil fuels. It's a myth. Recycling is a myth, just like the cleanup efforts are a fallacy to control plastic pollution. So that's why when we created Plastic Pollution Coalition, we decided to use the term plastic pollution in our title, because before that, the term of art for scientists even, and and of course journalists, was marine debris. Now, how innocuous does that sound? Who's afraid of marine debris? That could be coconut fronds, for God's sake. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the point is that once plastic gets in the environment, it gets into everything, and it's permanent waste forever. So why do I focus on plastic bottles? Because it's a really, really easy place to have a policy solution. It's one of the top ways that plastic gets into our environment. The most efficient, of course, is tap water, because there's no polluting transportation. It comes directly to your tap. So it doesn't create the bottle to create plastic pollution. But in addition, it's been discovered now that bottled water is full of plastic pollution itself. Mm-hmm. The bottling process causes microplastics in the bottle, so that the amount of plastic in the water is astronomical compared to what you get out of your tap. And of course, you can put a filter on the tap. Mm-hmm. And the other crazy thing is that the majority of bottled water is just tap water in a plastic bottle. And the people who bottle it,
Pepsi and Coke, yes, distribute, the Dasani and Aquafina, I think they are. They're both just from municipal water.
Exactly, Ray. So these people are geniuses, because they just stop putting the sugar and the artificial color in and sell it something you can get that's even cleaner from your tap. They put in plastic bottles that are full of plastic microfragments and leach estrogenic compounds from the plastic bottle into the water.
You wrote a paper recently for Tulane University, and in it you advocate for a return to the use of public water fountains.
Oh, yes, Ray. This is one of my missions. And you know what we're doing here in California? In Los Angeles, my partner at WeTap, by the way, WeTap.org, has an app, the WeTap app, that locates fountains around the globe. On your phone, you can find fountains and you can rate them. With my partner at WeTap, we worked with LADWP, with our water provider, to create a program to fund hydration stations around the city. So anybody who has a location for the public to access hydration stations, which basically means that you can refill your bottle, not like the old put your mouth on it. These are refill stations for your reusable bottle. You can get up to $10,000 to install one. We're trying to make LA a urban oasis, just like in the great days of ancient civilizations, when water was one of the things that government provided. We're trying to get back into having water in the public forum.
We don't have a lot of time left, but I'm just thinking about that refill idea, refilling your bottle.
Yes.
At these stations. It occurred to me, though, that a lot of people, fortunately, moving away from single-use plastic bottles to refillable bottles, but a lot of those are plastic, are they not?
Some are, but there are many, many great reusable bottles like Clean Canteen that are made of steel, yeah, which... Or you can get ones that are made from glass, which is what I prefer. Glass. I even use my old tomato sauce jars. That's, to me, the smartest thing you can do instead of paying for a bottle. Use your old tomato sauce jar. It's glass. Glass is non-reactive. It's cheap. And you can see through it to see if it's clean.
Good point, too. There are alternatives out there. It's just a matter of paying attention a little.
Yes.
I found a quote from you, Lisa, aimed at all of us consumers that said, please, please, please start to drink fresh tap water instead of old water that has been soaking in plastic made from chemicals. What a way to think about it that will make you think more.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you finally about your optimism level, Lisa. How much of all of this is breaking through to the public?
Well, something that we'd hoped for a long time, to see reusable water bottles become trendy, has actually happened.
The Stanley bottles.
Oh, Stanley. Yes. Yes. And so there was a rush on them. They couldn't keep them in stock. And, you know, That's just kind of silly because, as I said, you can use any old glass bottle you have that you've already used. But it makes me happy because, with Jennifer Aniston pitching Smart Water, which we like to call stupid water, it actually won an award for most fraudulent ad campaign because it's just tap water. And, you pay an exorbitant amount to drink it out of plastic bottles. Really, all they're selling is plastic.
Lisa Boyle is co-founder of the Plastic Pollution Coalition, an environmental attorney with expertise in policy solutions to plastic pollution. I want to give your website here, Lisa, because I know you have lots of wonderful information there for folks who would like to know more and for folks who'd like to take a deep dive. Let me make sure I get this correct. It's lisacossboyle.com, and I'll spell that. Lisa is pretty easy, I think, LISA. Kaas is KAAS, Boyle, BOYLE, dot com. And we'll put a link to that on our
Oh, thank
website
you,
address.
Ray.
And I wish we had more time, but we don't. Lisa, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for your wonderful and inspiring work. And there's so much more to talk about on this. I hope you will come back and be our guest again sometime.
I would love that, Ray. Thank you so much.